afternoon. It's 4:30 and 84 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kenzie Thompson.
Pulling events away from the creek bank, getting animals to high ground, moving equipment.
The fairgrounds in Carter County had to be evacuated for flooding on Saturday.
A Fleming County man is facing trafficking charges in Moorhead.
A Montgomery County woman is facing criminal abuse charges.
A Bath County teen was killed in a car crash Saturday.
Officials with the State Transportation Department unveiled a plan for new driver's license today.
In sports, the Reds start a three-game series with the Indians tonight at Great American Ballpark.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
And a 20% chance of rain tonight with a low around 64 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
All events at the Carter County Fair were canceled on Saturday due to heavy rainfall. The county fairgrounds had to be evacuated after several inches of rain accumulated on Saturday afternoon. Carter County Fair Representative Jill York says crews were quick to begin the evacuation process once they realized that flooding was occurring. It marks the second time in just over a year that the fairgrounds had to be evacuated after heavy rainfall. In June 2017, flooding also affected the area during the Rudy Fest Bluegrass Music Festival.
A Fleming County man is facing trafficking charges in Moorhead. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
46-year-old Byron Belcher of Hillsboro is accused of selling food products infused with marijuana inside a Moorhead business. According to the Moorhead News, Kentucky State Police and the Round County Sheriff's Department charged Belcher with trafficking in a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school. Belcher allegedly sold the edible items in the Happy Hippie located on Main Street near the campus of Moorhead State University. Belcher was arrested at his home, where authorities also seized 11 ounces of high-end marijuana and several paraphernalia items. Authorities say additional charges against Belcher are pending in Fleming County. The investigation remains ongoing. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Pregnant women in Kentucky rank among the highest users of opioids, according to a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC analyzed data hospital baby delivery over a 15-year period. In their findings, researchers say that the rate of opioid use disorder per 1,000 delivery hospitalizations in Kentucky went up from 0.4 in 2000 to 19.3 in 2014. According to the CDC report, the 19.3 per 1,000 rate of opioid use among pregnant women is the third highest in the United States. Only Vermont at 48.6 and West Virginia at 32.1 rank higher. The report is yet another data point documenting the ongoing struggle the Commonwealth faces with opioid addiction.
Law enforcement in Fayette County, Ohio, are investigating a shooting that left one Scioto County man dead. WSAZ reports that 35-year-old Raymond Baker was found outside of a home. Sheriff Vernon Stanforth states that the shooting took place at 2:35 a.m. on Saturday at the Washington Mobile Home Park on Jamison Road. Baker was taken to the Fayette County Memorial Hospital, where he was pronounced dead.
A Montgomery County woman has been indicted on two counts of criminal abuse. Megan Webb is accused of fracturing the skulls of two infants in her care. One of those babies belonged to Montgomery County's Autumn Rose. Rose tells WKYT she was alerted to the injury by her relatives.
They're gonna, you know, go in and eat, and he notices this indentation in her head. He's like, "My God, Rhonda, look at this." And my mom looked at it, and she texted me and was like, "Hey, she's got a dent in her head." And I'm like, "Okay, you know, send me a picture."
Webb now faces two counts of criminal abuse. She has posted bond, serving no jail time.
An Estill County High School's girls soccer coach has been placed on leave as police investigate allegations. WMKY's Shamari Mosley has the story.
School authorities say Estill County soccer coach Andrew Hatton allegedly sent sexually explicit messages to one of his teenage players. School superintendent Jeff Saylor confirmed to LEX18 that Hatton was put on leave Monday morning while school officials and Kentucky State Police investigate. Relatives of teenagers say Hatton sent pornographic photos of himself to the teen over the social media platform Snapchat. Saylor said Hatton had been involved in coaching the girls' soccer team for 4 or 5 years. The team has a game this week, but Hatton will not be coaching. Saylor said an interim coach will be named. For WMKY News, I'm Shamari Mosley.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
A Bath County teen is dead following a wreck on Kentucky 36. WKYT reports that the crash happened around 8 o'clock on Saturday evening. An 18-year-old woman lost control at the wheel and ran off the road into a utility pole. The victim was the passenger, 19-year-old Daniel Spence, who died at the hospital as a result of his injuries. The crash is under investigation, but alcohol has been ruled out as a factor.
Two people have died in a three-vehicle crash in Fayette County. Georgetown Road is shut down following an accident in the 3600 block between Kearney Road and Berea Road. The coroner has arrived on scene just before noon. Officials tell LEX 18 the trailer on a semi came loose and crashed into two cars, killing two drivers in the smaller vehicles. Lexington police are interviewing the semi driver, trying to figure out what happened. The roadway is shut down in both directions until further notice.
Kentucky State Police are looking for a missing Madison County teenager. According to WKYT, authorities say 16-year-old Eric Wiltshire of Richmond was last seen driving home during the morning hours of Saturday, August 11th. He's described as being 5'10 with blonde hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information about his location is asked to contact local law enforcement or the Kentucky State Police.
An inmate intentionally injured himself in order to obtain contraband before heading back to jail. According to a press release, deputies at the Madison County Detention Center stopped the exchange. Officials say the inmate hurt himself in order to be taken to the hospital. While there, Captain Russell Lane set up surveillance in the area of the suspected exchange and watched a woman place contraband on the jail vehicle. Mary Hall was charged with promoting contraband and trafficking. The driver of the vehicle that dropped Hall off, Amanda Deckert, was also charged with promoting contraband, trafficking a controlled substance, and two counts of possession of a controlled substance.
State and local law enforcement are preparing for the national Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over enforcement campaign. It's set for August 17th through September the 3rd. The campaign is sponsored by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety with funds provided by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. KOHS Regional Law Enforcement Liaison Bob Criswell says the drivers over the 2.5-week period will see an uptick in the number of enforcement personnel on the roads.
I think there'll be increased presence, you know, and I'm sure, you know, we're encouraging agencies to schedule checkpoints as they can. Of course, there's a lot of things that are in it, manpower, weather, you know, different things like that. So, you know, you could have a weekend where the weather was good and there was a lot of checkpoints done. You could have one where it was not good and, you know, you have to rely on other means of enforcement.
According to the KOHS, there were more than 3,900 total collisions last year involving drunk drivers, resulting in more than 1,800 injuries and 121 fatalities. According to NHTSA, on average, one person is killed every 50 minutes in a drunk driving crash in the United States.
Officials with the Kentucky Transportation Department today announced the launch of the Confident Kentucky Initiative, which they say will improve the security of state driver's licenses. The program will also introduce a new voluntary travel ID credential that meets federal standards to board U.S. flights and enter select federal facilities. KYTC Secretary Greg Thomas says the initiative will begin major upgrades next year, but his department wants to start early.
It's about enhancing the security of our driver's license. Our focus is on, of course, security. There's no deadlines, nothing to do today, nothing to do tomorrow, next week, next month.
But our launch, our rollout, is going to be in January of 2019.
Thomas says all new Kentucky driver's licenses, permits, and personal IDs will have new security features. The cards will arrive in the mail 5 to 10 business days after residents apply at their local circuit court clerk's office and will transition to an 8-year lifespan.
The University of Kentucky Marquee Cancer Center has won renewal of its National Cancer Center designation, a label that's led to increased funding, research, and screening. The NCI designation puts Marquee in the top 5% of cancer centers in the country. Director Dr. Mark Evers says the center is making progress with colon, cervical, and lung cancer screenings as it focuses on more targeted care.
We've really seen a turn in the tide, so to speak, for treatments. We're really focused on more precision medicine treatments, which means really precise treatments based upon genetic analysis of tumors. So that's a big aspect of what we do as well.
Evers says both lung cancer rates are declining in Kentucky, though the state continues to lead the country in overall cancer incidences and mortality rates.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin met with President Donald Trump in Washington Thursday for a roundtable on prison reform. Trump said the initiative has bipartisan backing.
Our first duty is to our citizens, including those who have taken the wrong path but are seeking redemption and a new beginning.
Bevin was in D.C. for the meeting of governors, attorneys general, and cabinet members. Back home, the governor's attorney, Steve Pitt, announced an appeal of a circuit judge decision striking down the state's pension reforms. He's asking for the state Supreme Court to take up the case.
Carter County has been awarded much-needed funds to help offset unexpected animal housing costs resulting from recent seizures. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
Since Carter Animal Control officers removed more than 500 animals from Kevin McCaffrey's property last month, the county has been struggling to pay the massive costs to house them at the Tri-County Animal Shelter. The county got some good news recently, however, in the form of a $5,000 grant from the Humane Society to help defray some of those expenses. Humane Society Senior VP of Animal Rescue, Care, and Sanctuary, Melissa Rubin, tells the Journal Times, the funds will be used to help with veterinary care until the animals can be placed in a forever home. The grant is provided through the Annie Lee Roberts Emergency Rescue Fund in partnership with the Summerlee Foundation. For WMKY News, I'm Joe Lewis.
Taking a look at the region's extended weather forecast, tonight, widely scattered showers or a thunderstorm this evening, then partly cloudy with a low of 68 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a possible thunderstorm and a high of 86 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies with possible showers and a low near 70. Wednesday, looking at mainly sunny skies with a high near 91. On Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a high near 73. And currently in Flemingsburg, it is 82 degrees, and in Lexington, Winchester, and Inez, 83, and here in Moorhead, 84 degrees.
On our feature segment today, Moorhead State University's class of 2022 has moved into residence halls on campus as the fall semester begins. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
Last Wednesday and Thursday, MSU's incoming freshmen were invited on campus to hoist luggage up flights of stairs, move into their dorms, and begin life as college students. Moorhead State University President Dr. Jay Morgan conducted a series of interviews to welcome the new students on campus. They are compiled in a video highlighting Move-In Day 2018.
My name is Reed Johnson. I'm from Villa Hills, Kentucky. I came to Moorhead State because everyone here was friendly, and I'm going to be in a space science program. It's got one of the best in the country.
My name is Michaela Norman. I'm from Phillips High School in Phillips, Kentucky. I chose Moorhead State because that was the only people close to home that had my program where I wouldn't have to go so far away from home and leave my mom. I'm majoring in veterinary technology with a bachelor's.
Volunteers from student organizations, athletic teams, faculty, staff, and the Moorhead community offered help to those moving into residence halls and aided in directing traffic around campus. Several new students said the help from the community is part of the welcoming atmosphere that drew them to MSU.
My name is Dejanay. I am a freshman. I graduated from Wagner High School, Louisville, Kentucky. I chose Morehead because it felt like home.
My name is Taylor Horton. I'm from Belfry, Kentucky, and I chose Morehead State because of the education program. It's a small school. It's really close to home for me, kind of. And it's just a nice place. It's beautiful. It's pretty, and I love it.
Others said they chose Morehead because of a specific degree or educational program.
I'm Elizabeth Ignacio. I'm from Maysville, Kentucky. I chose Morehead State because I'm close to home and their nursing program is really great.
My name is Kendall Clark and I'm from Paris, Kentucky. I chose Morehead State because of its amazing music program.
All incoming freshmen were officially inducted into the class of 2022 Thursday afternoon at Laughlin Health Building. New Student Days, a weekend of informative activities, concluded yesterday. The new students began their classes this morning. For WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
It's 4:46 and 84 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kinsey Thompson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Recreation Center offers basketball and racquetball courts, fitness areas, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track, and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures features camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake and Bouldering Wall. Lockers, towel service, group fitness classes, and personal training. Day passes and community memberships are now available for summer 2018. More information at 783-2083.
The Reds are at home. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Reds are back at home tonight to start a three-game series with the Indians. This Cincinnati is coming off a winning series against the Arizona Diamondbacks, going 2-for-3 after losing last night's game 9-2. Reds manager Jim Riggleman tells Fox Sports Ohio that while winning the series is nice, he likes to focus more on the game at hand.
You know, I'm not into that as much as people are into winning the series. I'm just trying to win the game, you know, and if that means you win the series, of course, that's better yet. But, yeah, that's a very good club. You know, to win two, we feel good about being competitive with them. Today, the score 9-2 doesn't look competitive, but it was a much closer game than the score indicates.
Game time this evening is set for 7:10. And from elsewhere in the majors, Touki Toussaint has been called up by the Atlanta Braves to make his major league debut in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Miami Marlins. The 22-year-old right-hander is the latest top pitching prospect to debut for the Braves this season. He is 2-0 with a 2.01 ERA in 5 starts for Triple-A Gwinnett. He began the season at Double-A Mississippi, posting a record of 4-6 with a 2.93 ERA in 16 starts. And the Angels announced today that they have extended their AAA affiliation with the Salt Lake Bees for 2 years through the 2022 season. The Angels have been affiliated with Salt Lake Club since 2001 when they were the Stingers. The new deal will extend the club's affiliation for at least 22 seasons. Most of the current generation of Angels have played in Salt Lake, including Mike Trout, Cole Calhoun, and Jared Weaver. The Cincinnati Bengals continue preseason play this week when they travel to Dallas to take on the Cowboys this Saturday at 7 p.m. The Bengals won their Week 1 preseason matchup against the Bears last Thursday, and for the 23-year-old rookie CB Devontae Harris, it was his first real game experience in the NFL. Harris told Bengals.com that it was an all-around great experience.
I think it was perfect for me because it was kind of subtle, because I went in for nickel, then I come out when base came up. So for me, it was kind of one play at a time. So I was able to kind of gather my thoughts, understand what I was supposed to do, and kind of be able to figure out what I was supposed to do fast on the field. So for me, they kind of eased me into jumping on the field. So getting into it and getting comfortable wasn't too bad.
Harris played 3 years for Illinois State. He was taken in the fifth round and at 151st overall. The New York Giants rookie running back Saquon Barkley has had an injury during practice. The number 2 overall draft pick caught a swing pass out of the backfield from fellow rookie Kyle Walletta during an indoor practice today and may have injured himself running down the sideline after the catch. Barkley seemed to be favoring a leg as he walked back up the field. He eventually put his hands on his knees and then went to the turf and laid on his back while head trainer Ronnie Barnes examined him. Coach Pat Shurmur could not shed any light on the injury, although he did not appear to be worried. And Browns wide receiver Jarvis Landry said he would love free agent Dez Bryant to join him in Cleveland. Landry said today that he has been in touch with Bryant, a 3-time Pro Bowler who was released by the Dallas Cowboys in April. Landry said the Browns would welcome Bryant with open arms and that he would bring attitude and give the team another playmaker. The team is off Thursday before hosting an exhibition against Buffalo on Friday. With opening day coming up this week, the Rowland County Senior High School football team is continuing with their season prep. The Vikings scrimmaged during EKC Gridorama at Russell Saturday. Head coach Kelly Ford says he saw a lot of good things from his team, especially on the defensive side.
Defensively, we held them to no first downs in the first half. And even in the third quarter, when the varsity was still in, I don't think they still had a first down. But we did give up one big deep ball. Of working some different situations of the game.
Opening day is set for Friday at home, where the Vikings will face Morgan County. Game time is set for 7:30. East Carter High School also opens its season Friday night at home against Magoffin County. After struggling in recent years, the program was able to put together a 4-win season last year and narrowly missed a playoff berth. As the team heads into its 2018 campaign, head coach Tim Champlin says he feels confident about what the Raiders can do on the field this year.
We like our team. We like where we're at right now. We feel good coming out of both preseason scrimmages. Feel like we played hard and were able to move the football and do some things offensively and defensively that maybe we haven't been able to do in the past. So we like where we're at.
East Carter takes on a team in Magoffin County looking to start its season off on a better note after a disappointing 2-8 record last year. Kickoff in Grayson is at 7:30 Friday night. Carmelo Anthony signed a 1-year, $2.4 million deal with the Houston Rockets. Anthony was traded from the Oklahoma City Thunder to the Atlanta Hawks last month before the Hawks released him. The 34-year-old will join a team led by MVP James Harden and star point guard Chris Paul. The Rockets hope the addition of Anthony will help them contend for their first title since 1995. They lost to the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals last season. The Round County High School boys soccer team opens its 2018 season tonight at home against Menifee County. Head coach Max Hammond says he is eager to get into district play, and he believes his squad has a good chance to secure a victory.
Yeah, you know, Menifee County is a district opponent. We should play them pretty well. I know they've been working hard this year, and I look forward to playing them.
The Vikings returned several key players this year, including their top two scorers and an experienced defensive unit. With such a strong nucleus, Hammond says he looks for his team to have a strong showing this year. The Vikings take on the Menifee County Wildcats tonight at 6 p.m. And lastly in sports, the Moorhead Soccer Eagles lost their last exhibition match of the year Saturday 4-0 against Louisville after beating Marshall 5-0 last Thursday, finishing the preseason at 1-1. The Eagles start regular season play in Akron Friday evening at 7 o'clock. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagles soccer and football season tickets are now available. Soccer has 7 home games, including their home opener with Ball State on August 26th. Football has 6 home games and hosting Mount St. Joseph on September 8th. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks slipped as a financial crisis in Turkey that sent its currency tumbling last week worsened, dampening investor sentiment around the world. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 125.44 at 25,187.7. The S&P 500 was down 11.35 at 2821.93. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 19.4, finishing at 7819.71. Materials and energy were among your worst performers today, as the S&P 500 posted its first four-day losing streak since March. As mentioned, Turkey, a real epicenter here for the current market weakness, as the Turkish lira, which briefly tumbled more than 20% on Friday, reached a fresh record low today before regaining some footing. And, of course, tensions between the U.S. and Turkey increased last week after a Turkish delegation returned from Washington with no apparent progress on the detention of U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, who is charged with supporting a group blamed for an attempted coup in 2016. Also, materials were weak today, dropping 1%, led by shares of Mosaic, which fell 3.6%, and energy, which was down 1.2%, was affected by a real hit in U.S. crude oil prices, which hit a seven-week low. Emerging market stocks fell broadly, with the iShares MSCI Emerging Markets Exchange-Traded Fund dropping 1.6%. The ETF also closed 18.4% below its 52-week high. Of course, Turkish shares led the way lower in emerging markets as they dropped 11% in today's trading. And, of course, Turkish shares were down more than 14% on Friday. Tesla shares rose 0.3% after CEO Elon Musk said a Saudi fund wants to take the company private. The stock rose nearly 2% after this announcement, but quickly pared those gains. In the commodities markets, oil is down 0.4%. As mentioned, it was weak, closing at $67.33 a barrel. Gold was down 1.5% at $1,240 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were weak today, with the Stock 600 down 0.25%. And in Asia, stocks were hit hard as well, with the Nikkei down 2% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 1.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Merck and Apple, while the worst performers were Dow DuPont and J.P. Morgan. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Nielsen Holdings and Cisco Corporation, while the worst performers were Lennar and Harley-Davidson. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down $1.10 at $84.35, Marathon Petroleum down 86 cents at $80.07, CSX up 22 cents at $72.61, AEP up 9 cents at $70.94, AK Steel down 4 cents at $4.27, and Fifth Third Bank was down 21 cents to finish at $29.13. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, scones, braids, and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking another look at our region's weather forecast, tonight widely scattered showers or a thunderstorm this evening, then partly cloudy with a low of 68 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a possible thunderstorm and a high of 86. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with possible showers, low near 70. And on Wednesday, mainly sunny skies with a high near 91 degrees.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, the Moorhead Theater Guild will hold auditions for Assassins to be presented November 2nd through the 11th. Auditions will be held at the Rowan County Arts Center from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on August 14th and 17th, and at First Christian Church in Moorhead from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on August 16th. Auditions will consist of cold readings from the script and singing from tracks provided. More information online at moorheadtheater.org.
The 15th annual Magoffin County Community Day will be held at Ramey Memorial Park in Salyersville on Saturday, August 18th. Bluegrass music begins at 10 a.m. featuring Rhonda Vinson and The Rage, Hammertown, Black Powder Express, Ralph Stanley II with the Clinch Mountain Boys, and others. General admission is $10.
There will be a community square dance at the Rowan County Arts Center from 7 to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, August 22nd. All ages and ability levels are welcome. Music provided by the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. Admission is $3 and free to MSU students. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Tanner Boyd, Brian Courtney, Shamari Mosley, Nacogdoches Miller, Jack Cottle, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. Hilliard Lions' Bud Luke and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Jacob Lindberg. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next.